This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation, follow-up consultation on Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, last name Salaz, S-A-L-A-Z, date of birth January 5, 1949. New paragraph. Steve is very pleasant, 74-year-old male who has chronic deficiency anemia from GI angiodysplasia and subsequent bleeding. He comes here today feeling fine, except that he says that recently he had upper and lower GI endoscopy, and he was found to have GE junction cancer, and the gastroenterologist told him that he needs to see a surgeon as soon as possible. So after today's iron infusion, he will be seeing a oncology surgeon for subsequent treatment. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of frequent bleeding, also chronic bleeding requiring iron infusion every week or every 2-3 weeks. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 74, 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 159. Blood pressure 128 over 56. He is normochephalic. Eyes ENT, unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical. Lungs were clear. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Bowels are active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. His recent CBC from last month showed WBC of 5, hemoglobin 12.4, hematocrit 38.9, RDW was 19.1, platelets were 181. His creatinine was 1.76, eGFR was 40. His serum iron was 34, which is low. Ferritin was normal at 73. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia. Second, it was GI bleed from angiodysplasia. Diagnosis 2, recently discovered GE junction cancer. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw CBC, CMP, ferritin, iron, and then give him INFED 1 gram over 2 hours. Upon completion, disconnect and send him home. New paragraph. This is short progress report on Steven Salas. Thank you.